doctrine, I scatter the populace, vomit. Thoroughly flush my mind so as to induce my vomit. Read me carefully, use me only as directed, and press the plot firmly to all areas affected. My crack back did attack, lack of bat, the summity plummeted as I trap track and a bat map and extract vaccine from it. The sum of the whole exceed the value of its part. Hip rock the kid in money, dark mind stated art. I be the stalk and cork, let the gorner balk. It's dark, the Jonah stalk, the talk, love of the sufferer, my epidemic. All in a dark mind as you hit your stomach. The web be supplement me with fruit. Vibe be prescribed, working on me like fruit. Can rock the wicked, a vicar, a hundred, I'm wanted for dick in a bag, even though I might slick in a. My warrant be my quarantine label, E. Yawning that baloney got me bucking unstable, G. With honey for dolo, I eat. Never running to getting money, a double the beat. With greater taste, it time lick the groover. Nigga be embraced by my rhyme lick maneuver. 435 is I'm itching, see the beat is a cleaver, the butcher. By 1237, I've a fever. Graphic depictions rush my mind. Herbalize the verbalizer, break up budded rhyme check. I create a chord to plan to submit my best. Relax. Kick back a Mac, I let the manufacturer suggest. My retail for detail, fatality. Strut all in your butt as you suffer my malady. Such a condition or physician rate apart. Dark mind, motherfucker. Dark mind, state it all. Sort of mirth, ill as infidel, come to pillage down the plane of your earth. Ill as in you questioning the birth. Ill as in the way that I exaggerate my sense of self-worth. Earth figured when to air my route. Take it in monkey funk scratch. Ill affect you like outbreak. The host for he guest test never flunk. To feel me a stretch in my caress to no funk. I re-emerge from my rhyme abyss. Go take a walk to the bodega hawk and find me a miss. Narrow it down to two finalists. Ain't no what and when I'm gutting as I show her who diamond is. Your mic and Ike will I be stifling. My verbal lace in nearly every case, chase Tetris cycling. I compliment no matter who it is. Been in it 15 years as we a grown man doing this. Many a work I'm on a time delay. Yet I proceed a path of hazard to ensure dope rhyme decay. I scrape a fake or take a culture. Deriving evil from perceivable shocking it is like ultra. Dark mind.
Children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. Genesis 6:4.
You've heard drivel of ancient civilizations and descriptions of Egyptians, comrade and nemesis, but in the book of Genesis, the fact is mixed in chapter 6. Words worth more in verse 4, a few variants tell of long lost Sumerians and of their religions. Visions of celestial collisions, and of a dimensional system that breaks away from conventional wisdom. They considered the moon in the sky, and worshipped the Anunnaki, curious gods, loving and furious. A deity not immediately unlike those Christian or Hebrew. They lived on the planet Nibiru, in this galaxy. Facts, not fallacy. Its orbit isn't typical. It's longer and elliptical. elliptical in shape, beyond Pluto and our vision force. On a kamikaze collision course, so goes the thesis. Collides with Tiamat and breaks it into pieces. Damage dealt it formed the asteroid belt when it destroyed the larger planet that gave birth to Earth in the first place. So Nibiru enhanced space and was home to an advanced race similar to man but with a longer lifespan. And so they seemed to be immortal, even though they were normal in general. They came to mine minerals buried in the granite, worth nothing to the planet Earth, its close neighbor. The lower caste did the most labor, slower fast at any pace. Many faced depression and said, so don't expect this to continue. And along came Homo erectus. Enki, the geneticist, made men exist with precise gene splicing.
Let us make man in our own image and after our likeness.
Another neighbor's source creates a new labor force in his own likeness, except the plan wasn't seen as a total success. To begin with, leaders were chagrined if the young gods began assuming lives could be taken as human wives.
The sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took of them wives, Genesis 6:2.
The response to this infatuation was the ordered evacuation of the planet that they cherished. The wives were left to perish. Enki, the master, warned one of a coming disaster in the form of floods. So what he does is build a vessel, like an ark, with a special kind of feature. A cargo of seed from every living creature. Later, the leaders were irked because their plan hadn't worked, to be exact. They were annoyed with the fact that life wasn't destroyed. But soon they softened, as most often do when their load shifts, and bestowed gifts that consisted of civilization to show what it's worth to the people of Earth.
Lies and deception, misinformation, they're gonna smother you. Steal your money and tax your mother for the privileged few. Protect the oil, kill the planet, watch the market rise. There is no justice, just a dollar and all that it buys. Give us religion and television, all of Hollywood's. Silence critics, kill the prophets, bury the truth. Give us a puppet who speaks for money and writing his lies. In his shadow awaits the villain who makes up his mind. Masters of deception, they're gonna prey on you. Look out for the masters of deception. Don't let them make you their fool. Chain the worker, nail his back to the wall. And if he speaks, empty his pockets, make the beggar crawl. Divide the races, burn their temples, keep your sheets out of view. The stars and bars and iron crosses, your builders run. Look out for the masters of deception. Waits the villain in his suit and tie. He is not homeless, lives in a mansion paid by you and I. I look behind me and he follows his foot to my door. Yes, I'm angry, my fuse is burning, I can't take it no more.
militias and create a viable Iraqi military or police force. We have failed to rebuild the economic infrastructure of the country and provide employment to the majority of Iraqis. The next Secretary of Defense will have to deal with the consequences of those failures.
The Senate hearing on Robert Gates' nomination began the day before the
swift, cursed to words, turn the chunks of lung, expelled due to infection. At ease when I strike you as innocent or a human toddler's tears. If not, make way for it. You should make way for it.
Kick your motherfucking ass beats. Man, those guys are dope. Man, kick somebody's motherfucking ass. Like those
yeah.
Guys, man. LA, Seattle, Project Blow.
Those guys are dope, man. They're dope, man.
Not acceptable.
These underground kids believe the poop they hear. They ride on the dick of the group of the year. And they go to the show and they root and cheer. But I don't have a fucking clue. I have these crews up here tonight. So underground, I wear a scuba gear and a body glove. And at the shows, I sell my sweat and coffee mugs. Mommy loves me. It's just a surrogate son. Wearing my pants, staring at the Sheraton at the Sundance Film Festival. I've killed vegetables. I'm standing in the couch. What are they rapping about? I step into the club. Biokinetic electric plug. Attracting these pathetic grubs. Responding to the epic buzz from an up-and-coming album. First they diss it. Then they say that they want a cassette tub. No, sorry. Buy my shit already. Cause I'm coming to your town. Just to buy my flight itinerary. And I'm checking hip-hop grade point averages and giving a closed book test. And your flows look a mess. You didn't know how Project Blow shook the West.
I know you did a great deal of work with your studies.
Weather excuse not acceptable, ovaries of your manhood. $10,000 a show, I'm bringing canned goods. Smashing your face on the windshield of my father-in-law's Harley Davidson motorcycle to job. 117 miles per hour is what you saw when I was riding by on the bike and pretending to wreck Haas. Good thing your face got in the way, it saved us both. Me from hearing you talk again, you swallowing a speedboat. Propeller slashing up your Adam's apple, stupid. Making its way through your stomach, poking out your Ted Nugent. Tank top and it won't stop. Painful filming of a bad cop beating your brains in and never getting caught. This justifies my means of being mean. I take my craft serious, glamour shot on these crime scenes. Project Blow the Weeswick, an honorary brat. Throwing spit wads at the bus driver, he's throwing them back. I'm Lawnmower Man and he is Tron, virtual compact. Wrap paper and gather my blue blocks. Austin Power raps, magical rhymes from magical times. Magical matadors meditating and synchronizing designs. It's just an educated guess that you're uneducated. I wanna punch you in your face, kiss metal mouth. This means more to me than you'll ever know. Lava 2000 and... Here we go. It's just an educated guess that you're uneducated. I wanna punch you in your face, kiss metal mouth. This means more to me than you'll ever know. Lava 2000 and here we go.
Study group, and there is a general consensus of opinion now, in hindsight, that we didn't have sufficient number of troops at the time of the invasion to control Iraq, either Anbar province, the looting, most importantly, the weapons and ammunition depots that were looted at the time, and when anarchy prevails, it's very difficult to gain control of a country. Do you agree that at the time of the invasion, we didn't have sufficient troops to control the country in hindsight?
Well, I've had to deal with hindsight in some of the decisions that I've made, Senator McCain, and sometimes it's not very comfortable. And I suspect in hindsight, some of the folks in the administration probably would not make the same decisions that they made. And I think one of those is that there clearly were insufficient troops in Iraq after the initial invasion to establish control over the country.
And so, and yet at this particular point in time, when the suggestion is made as the situation deteriorates and the status quo is not acceptable, that we reduce troops, or, as General Abizaid said, that he had sufficient number of troops. In your study, when did we reach the point where we went from not having enough troops to having sufficient number of troops as the situation, boots on the ground, as the situation deteriorated? That's a non sequitur that I have yet found to, I'm unable to intellectually embrace.
We are the stars which sing. We sing with our light. We are the birds of fire. We fly over the sky. Our light is a voice. We make a road for the spirit to pass over. For the spirit to pass over. Yeah. make a road for the spirit to pass over. For the spirit to pass over.
the president about those remarks, so I'm going to have to interpret them myself. That the consequences of conflict, a military conflict with Iran, could be quite dramatic. And therefore, I would counsel against military action except as a last resort and if we felt that our vital interests were threatened.
Do you support an attack on Syria?
No, sir, I do not.
You believe the president has the authority under either the 9/11 war resolution or the Iraq war resolution to attack Iran or to attack Syria?
To the best of my knowledge of both of those authorizations, I don't believe so.
Within 8 months of taking Baghdad, our troops captured Saddam Hussein. However, 5 years after 9/11 and the invasion of Afghanistan, Osama bin Laden is still on the loose. Who is responsible, Dr. Gates, in your judgment, for the 9/11 attacks? Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden?
Osama bin Laden, Senator.
Over the past 5 years, who has represented the greatest threat to the United States? Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden?
Osama.
still, followed by millions of dumbfounded dipshits, and some say the end. Suggestion to keep you all occupied.
My fool. something and you grab it. No! Oh, what do you yell? Make some water this time. Let me tell you 5 minutes ago.
Could it be the fish and chips? You see that brown one lick you in it. Boy!
Get it, Char. Just give me a Carnage pasty with some tea.
So we've made it to the Normal. I am here playing music. My name's Tyler. I'm your host. And this is Cute No Co-op Radio. I have a really bad cough, so I'm staying off the mic. But stay tuned all night. This is the Normal version of the 93.5 FM station and 96.5 on the ferry.
No.
Pendejas.
Alrighty, that was Titsworth and Alvin Risk with Pendejas. And yeah, you've been listening to the Norm L. It's 11:13. And what can I say? I don't know. You want to call me at the studio here? It's 352-3706 with the 250 prefix. And you can hear us anywhere across the world on the interweb at cjlwine.net and also kootenaycoopradio.com. All one word, except for the dot part. The dot splits the Kootenay Coop from the com. And next track I will play, this is off of Blow Your Head Volume 2, Dave Nada Presents Mombaton. And a track will be, I'll play this Datsik track called Firepower. It's a Munchie remix, though. So, lots of fun. And this is the Normal, and has and will be, every Thursday night from 10 till 12. We'll be right back. This is the Upbeats with Whitetail. And this is the Normal. So there. Stay tuned for more Normal till 12 or so. Thursday nights on CUNY Co-op Radio 93.5 FM in Nelson, BC.
Thank you. feeling when you wake up in a basement with a massive gaping hole in your chest? No? Well, I've had better mornings. Turns out I've been used to smuggle cocaine into the country, which does rather prompt the question, what's the big deal with coke? So I talked to this dealer, and he said,
it's all about the profit.
He took two tabs on tick, but came back for a cue ball later. He's hot on flake, and it's on that he spends on his paper. And he'll take bash in the trowel. I push that one on him as a favour. I take that cash in the mouth. Yeah, I know what the stakes are. I shot a box in the grass. More time leaks with sugar and glass. I sold it for 44 hours, and I bought it for 4. Now you do the math. I took a penicillin in the tablet, hit it with a hammer, then I turned it to bash. Still I keep pulling in the man like Max, but shot him out the cheap shit, turned into cash. I knew I had a chip on my shoulder, never fought him, we met him much when I got older. Mama want a good boy, so that's what I showed her. Can't tell about my life on the street as a soldier, but they told you the rules at the start. One, keep business apart from the heart. Two, be ambitious when you gotta play your part. Three, you can either be stupid or smart. If you're in it, then be in it for a purpose. The game don't stop cause you're too little nervous. Unemployed to society, you're worthless. Never had a job, but I got two workers. And I'm no victim, I'm art, I'm a hustler, baby. Like S. From the start in my brain in gear, and I'm telling young G's get your training here. You can say no, you don't have to get high, it's cool. But I got flake, blues, MDMA and Peruvian nasal fuel. You can say no, you don't have to get high, it's cool. But I got flake, blues, MDMA and Peruvian nasal fuel. I'll sell them magic, I'll sell them coke, I'll sell them anything right now from crack to dope. I'll sell them magic, I'll sell them coke, I'll sell them anything right now from crack to dope. You can say no, you don't have to get high at school. But I got flake, blues, MDMA and Peruvian nasal fuel. You can say no, you don't have to get high at school. But I got flake, blues, MDMA and Peruvian nasal fuel. I'll sell them magic, I'll sell them coke, I'll sell them anything right now from crack to dope. I'll sell them magic, I'll sell them coke, I'll sell them anything right now from crack to dope.
So I went to this nasty toilet and this girl asked me...
Did you spare a tuna?
No, I'm a dog. Obviously. And look who we have here. A bleeding nostril. Perfect.
I'm bleeding.
Well done. Yes, you are. So I picked up the phone somehow and talked to Frank. Finally, somebody makes sense.
There's a darker side to code. I don't know.